Okay, today is Daf Chav Ches. We're on Daf Chav Ches, a brand new parak, sixth parak of the Sefer Temura. Here we go. Kol ha'asurin legabe mizbeach. Anything usher to go on the mizbeach, and we're talking about really an animal that's not like a non-kosher animal. Kosher animal. For some reason it's usher. Why is it usher? We're going to have a list in a minute. It's let's say it was a mevad, it was the worship of Avodah Zarah, whatever it is. The point is, If it gets into a mixture, if it falls into a mixture of 100 other animals, all 100 have to die. All 100 can't be brought. There's no din of bittul berov. Well, 99 of the animals are good. Right? There's no din of bittul berov. Why not? Bittul berov is in the Torah. It's a concept of bittul berov. So either because, some say, because the animals are chashuv, they're alive, they're individual items, they're not batal. Whatever reason, they're not batal. That's the opening line of the Mishnah. Kol ha'asur l'gabi mizbeach. Anything asur to go on the mizbeach, any animal for any reason, osurin b'chol shehein, are going to become asur. They're going to asur all the other animals in the mixture. Now, what are these animals? Harobeah, an animal that is the active partner in bestiality. The hanirva, or the passive partner. Hamukta, an animal set aside for avodah zarah. Nevad, an animal worship for Avodah Zarah. So it's set aside, it's already possible. So it's an abis, if it's worship, it's also no good. You have to think of, we haven't had that question. Let it remotely answer. You have to think of a situation where they would be different. In the standard case, they're not different. Esnan, in Esnan is the payment, the rest of the Mishnah is about this. Esnan is the payment to a zona. Right? You pay a zona. What do you pay her? You pay her a sheep. She comes to bring that sheep as a carbon. That carbon the animal will not take. Okay? It's not, it's rejected. And umchir, and a sheep that you had exchanged once for a dog. Nothing improper about that. Someone said, I have a dog. Someone said, ooh, I have a sheep. Let's switch. You switch. You know what? I'll bring that sheep for a carbon. Now, Adam, why not? We'll get there. There's all these other different reasons. Why only a dog? We'll get there later in the week. It's all going to be about all that. Klayim is a species made from two animals. I'm not even sure such a thing. Does such a thing even exist? I don't know. Trefa, an animal that's a trefa, that we know what that is. It can't live, right? Or even if it can, if it has an internal problem with it, it's also no good, can't be a carbon. Yotze dofen. An animal born cesarean, right? It can't be a carbon. Every animal that was born, it would have a tag, how it was born, right? If it was born cesarean, it can't be a carbon, even if it's a year later. Fine. Ezehu muksa, what does muksa mean? As we said, it means hamukta l'ovedes kochavim hu. So it's something set aside for idol worship. Hu aser, uma sha'alav mutter. But any adornment, or the saddle, or any types of things like this are mutter. That's mutter. After all, those are not usher. However, the ezehu nevad, what's actually worship? An animal that's actually worship, kol sha'ovdin oso, if you worship the animal, who it, umash she'olav, and anything on it, usher, it becomes usher also. The saddle, the adornment, the bell, anything like that. Zev zeh mutter ba'achila. Both are mutter to eat. No isser to eat an animal that was worshipped. No isser. No isser to eat an animal. No isser. You can't bring it for a carbon, but you can bring it to the butcher shop on Central Avenue and have them shechted for you. That you can do. Right? Okay. Amar Mar, so we started off by saying, Asur Osrin B'kol Shehid. That the Asur, meaning even one in 1,000, all 1,000 now can't be brought as kavanos. Why? Delo Batli Beruba. Because there is no din of bittul berov. Is no din. Tanina. We learned that already. You know that? We learned that already? You remember that? We learned that? When did we learn that? We learned that in Masechta Zevachim on Daf Ayin, where the Mishnah there said, Kol HaKadjim Shenetz Arvu B'Chatos Mesos. Any Kadjim that got mixed up with Chatos, Chatos Mesos, meaning Chatos is that have to die, right? Bishar HaNitzkol, or it got mixed up with the Shar HaNitzkol, which also has to die, right? It was already done that has to die. Afilu echad biruba, even one that got mixed up in 10,000. Yamusu, they all have to die. Right? The kashalon. And back in Zvachim we ask, my ka'amar, what's the chiddush? Right? And the Gemara answered, Hachi Ketani, here's the chiddush. What it means to say is, Nis'arbu bahen, mechatas mesos, o sharhanitzkal, afilu, there's only one chata. It's the other way around. Only one chata that has to die. Only one sharhanitzkal, biribui, got mixed up in 10,000 other animals. Yomuzu, all 10,000 have to die. That's the other way around. We thought all the way around. That what we think? That the robe is the bed. No, even one chas is made so got mixed up with 10,000, all 10,000 have to die. So, you know this already. You know this already in Tzvach. So why are we repeating it here in Temura? So the Gemara answers, it's drach, it's necessary. I would have thought, Hassam, over there, the Suri Hana. There are some Hana over there. Those are Chatas Mesa. You can't do anything with that animal. That's why I was so machbir. Abel Hacha, but over here, they'll have a Suri Hana. Not Asr Bahana. As we said, you can take a Muksa and Nev and eat it. You just can't bring it for a carbon. So I would have said, the machbir. 10,000. That would be to machbir. Ema, Levatel Beruva. But don't be letting me pick up a rope. After all, it's not Asr Bahana. It's not a great Havmina. It's a decent Havmina. Kamash, go on. We don't say that. Okay? Now, Virova, Minerva, Nami Tanina. We have the same already halacha by Rovea and Nirva that we learned over there. This Arvu, Rovea, Minerva. If a Rovea and a Nirva got mixed up with other animals, Yiru, Achi, Istavu, they all have to get a mum. Right? Again, we're not talking about enough. You can take a Rovea or an animal that was Rovea and Nirva and have a good barbecue with that animal. You just can't bring it for a carbon. So what happens? It got mixed up with 10 other animals. Take all 11 animals, sell them all, wait for them all to get mum, sell them all, and the yimkuru, and sell them, and spend the money on the choicest carpet that you have. In other words, you have 10 animals. And some were going to be a chata, some maybe were going to be a shlamin, some an ola, and then one of Rebea fell in. So what does the Mishnah say in Tzvachim? Sell all 11, and then what's the best carpet you have over there? An ola, buy 11 olas. That's all. So again, it's old news. Amar of Kahana, Amar Yisrael Shrantz, compared to Shem Bar Ashi. Yeah, Amali Chada over here, B'chulin. Talking about Chulin, a case of Chulin even. In other words, there's no carbon here yet. I come home from work and I find a horrible thing happened. My animal was involved in Rovea or Nirva. Some ridiculous, crazy thing happened. It's a woman, right? What do I do now? That was a cool animal. It can never be a carbon now. Now, what if it got mixed up with the rest of my herd? Someone comes out, the neighbor says, I saw something happen on your animal. It's a crazy story. I don't know which animal it was. It definitely happened. 100 days and still it happened. My whole herd is old out. Can't pick up on it. It's all cool. I wouldn't have thought that. None of them could be not kabanos. V'chadah b'kachim. The other missions, v'chadah, were talking about all kachim already. They were already kachim. But Shmichi, the Enanid Bol, the Ashmin and Gabe Kachim, Rishum Demi'ifi.
It's repulsive to bring an animal to Hashem.
Aval, Gabe Chulin, Emel of Atli.
Gabe Chulin, oh, it's a bit of a rope. One out of 100. Chances are it's not the one. Bit of a rope.
Ubu Chulin Nami Tanina. And by Chulin also we know this already. Why? Because we have a mission that says like this. The Elu Asurin, the following items are Asur, the Asurin Bekal Shehin, and there is no Bittel. What are those things? Or maybe if there is Bittel, the Bittel is very, very high. Maybe there is no Bittel. Yayinesech. Right? Yayinesech. Yayinesech. What does that mean, there's no Bittel? There's no Bittel in Yayinesech? There is. Right? Yayinesech. Avodas Kochavim. Okay, let's see. Let's go through the list. Yayinesech. Avodas Kochavim, right? Avodas Kochavim, Tzipore Mitorah, the birds for Mitorah, Oros Libubin, The hide,
this is some kind of hide. They would puncture it into a certain kind of Avodah Zarah type of way. So it's Avodah Zarah, basically.
The Avodah Zarah, the Seir Nazir, the goat for a Nazir, Petach Hamor, firstborn donkey, Basar Bechal, doesn't become Bittel, certainly. That's what this means. Basar Bechalav,
what?
Right. It's us, no, so it's Asher Bahana, there's no question.
Basar Bechal, Asher Bahana. If you accidentally make Basar Bechal, you can't give it to the neighbor of the guy. Now, there's no Hana, but it doesn't become Bittel.
Right. Vishar Niskel, Vishar Niskel also, Asher Bahana, Egla Rufa, Bechulin Shenishchetu Ba'azara. If I have a Bechulin animal, and I take it to the Azara, and I forget, I didn't make it a carpet. What's the story with that? Basar Bahana. What do you see? Putting this and Bezer Mishnaleach, Hare Elu Asurin, the Asur, the Osurin, the Kol Shehein. Right, none of these are Bittel Barov. Right? Anyway, I'm not sure how to figure out every item on the list, but anyway, one of the things on this list is something called Chulin. So we know it already. So Gemara says, you're right, Tzricha, it's still necessary. The Iyashmi'in on Ha. Thank you. The Iyashmi'in on Hasam. If I only would have had the case over there, the Isuri Hana, the Lo Batli, Avolhacha, Li Batli, maybe I would say over there, there's no Bittel, but over here, there should be Bittel. Okay? In other words, those over there are much more Machmer. We're not allowing any Bittel. But over here, maybe we'll allow Bittel. The Ashbin Hacha, and if we only had the case over here, the La Gavoa, because for Hashem, the Mois, the Pulsum, Avolahed Yot. But if it's only for a regular person, Basar Bechal is not a carbon. It's just me in my kitchen. Ema Isuri Hanal Levat Lebaruba. Maybe I would have said it should become Bittel Barov. Kamash Balan. They don't. Okay?
What?
Next. Veroveh Benirva Menalan Da Asiri Ligavoa. How do we know? How do you know that? How do you know that a Veroveh and a Nirva cannot be brought as a carbon? It never says in the Torah that a Roveya and a Nirva cannot be brought for a carpet. It never says that. How do you know it can't be? So we already said a little bit of a Svara. The Svara is, it's repulsive. We're going to have other things that are Roveyas, that are not repulsive, that can be brought as a carpet. We'll see in a minute. So a Roveya and a Nirva is a little worse, right? We can see where that's worse. But it's a Rebekar. So the Gemara is going to give a Pasuk, and at the end of the Daf, we're going to give another Pasuk. So, it says like this. It says in the Torah, this is the second pasuk of Parshas Vayikra. First pasuk is Vayikra Hashem and Moshe Leim, right? Second pasuk says, Dabro b'nei Yisrael, v'marta aleim, tell the b'nei Yisrael, Adam, ki yakriv mikem carbon l'Hashem. Anybody that wants to bring a carbon, min ha-behema, from a behema, min ha-bakar, from the bakar, min ha-ton, from the ton. Why do you say like that? So, min ha-behema means not every behema you can bring. Min ha-tone, not every tone you can bring. From the tone, not everyone. So, min ha-behema, l'hoti rabeh v'nirva, come to exclude a rabeh v'nirva. What made us exclude that? That's called darshanim. Right? The Chacham have the right to do that. The whole shas is called that. I would have excluded something else. Well, you're not a Tana, right? You're not them, right? So the Gemara asks, Valudinu. It's really a Kavachomer. I don't need a pasuk to tell me Roveya and Nirva can't be brought. It's a Kavachomer. I'll tell you what the Kavachomer is. Listen to this Kavachomer. Ma Balmum. By the way, the Torah does say you can't bring a Balmum. As the Torah does say. Roveya and Nirva never said. But the Balmum does say. So it's a Kavachomer. Ma Balmum. What's worse? The Hun, what's worse, no? Ma Balmum. Yeah, Balmum. Sholalev de Ba'veira. No Ba'veira was done with that animal. It was born with that. It was born with a mum. Pasul lavod, pasul lagabi mizbeah. It can't be brought. So Raveya v'nirva, shenev de bohen abeira, ain't no din, shesru lagabi mizbeah. So how could that be brought? So the Gemara says, what kind of kavachomer is that? I have a proof it's not true. Why? Choresh b'shar v'chamor yochiah. Plowing an ox and a donkey together will disprove that kavachomer. Let's say you plow an ox and a donkey together. Did you do an abeira? Yes. Now I'll do that. Are you allowed to bring that ox for a carbon? Yes. No, that ox is not also. Why not?
I don't know, but it's not us. Because the Aveira is not so bad. Right? So what?
Oh, no, there's no Aveira done with the goof.
What do you mean? It's plowing. Right? Just plowing, that's all you're doing. So then, but it's still us. Right? So then you're saying it is the same goof. There's definitely a difference. Definitely a difference. Of course it's a difference. Don't question the difference. Also a difference in the degree of how raw, how bad it is. Right? That's not for us to judge, though. The Gemara says, what do you mean? You have a Kshar and a Chamar together. It's an Aveira. We might not sit around, if I shall should, thinking it's the same terrible Aveira. But that's our problem. Right? The Torah says it's awesome. And that animal can yes be brought for a carbon. So what kind of rule is that? Any other Aveira is not true. Chamor, Shor and Chamor Yachta of the Shor can be brought for a carbon. Right? Shenatavdeva Aveira, Umutal, Gavim is Beach. That's why I need the Pasuk. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Malach, Chorish, Bashar, Vachamar, Shein, Chayav, and Mitha. You're not Chayav Mitha for that, which is what everyone here was trying to say. In other words, yeah, we do have a hierarchy of Aveira. It's called Mitha. If you're not Chayav Mitha, it's not as bad. Who is it for us to judge? It's not for us to judge. We try to keep the whole Torah. But if you have a choice, there's no question that an Aveira with Chayav Mitha is much worse. So the Gemara says, Torah, Rabbeinu, Shechayav, and Mitha. Everyone gets killed. The animal gets killed. The woman gets killed. If it's the other way around, the man gets killed. Everyone gets killed over here. It's much worse. You graft the chamar and ashar together. Nobody gets killed. So the question returns. Why do I need a pasuk? Before the Gemara to answer that question, it's exactly the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is, listen, says the Gemara, Tal lecha Masha Havasa. Take what you brought. In other words, it's a very valid taina sometimes. For example, Hare Shenis Avda Bahan Aveira Bishne Edim. You're right. What if there was a Rebbe Avinir with two Edim? Then you're right. What happens in such a case? Somebody will be meeting here. However, Nevdim Han Aveira Pi Edechot. Only one Eid. Gizun. Oal Pi Bailim. Or, the owner himself says, I came home and I saw this crazy, horrible thing. An animal was with some woman. I don't have another maid with me, just me. I only saw it myself. Minayin, how do you know? How do you know what? How do you know that can't be brought? If so, somebody can say, listen, why can't I bring it? Does it tweed him? Doesn't make a difference. You know it's true? You're right. Nobody will die. Nobody's going to die here. Why? Because the Torah says you can't put somebody to death based on one aid. So no one's dying. Still us, sir. It's still us, sir. Right? That's why I need the pasuk. Even in a case where no one's going to die. You hear that? Jesse? Even no one's going to die here. Why? I don't have to wait them. How do I know it's us, sir? Because I have a pasuk. Correct. So? Still need to aid them. You still need to aid them. Okay. Amr of Shimon. So Shimon says, you know what? I need done. I'll make the following kal v'chomer. Ma balmum. Just like a balmum. She'en hadas hasras shnei edim pasalta me'achila. You don't need two edim. You don't need two edim to aser balmum from eating. Right? Now, as a matter of fact, it's not aser b'achila. It's only aser for carbon. Nevertheless, hadas eid echa pasalta me'akrava. One aid will pasal the animal from being a carbon. If one guy comes in and says, by the way, that animal has a mum. I'm a bucky, I'm a doctor, I'm a veterinarian, I'm telling you it has a mum. We believe that guy. One aid will pasal the animal from turning into a balmum, right? You don't need two aids. You don't need 100 people for that. One guy could say, I checked it out, it has a mum. Ravea Venerva. So when you have a case of Ravea Venerva, Shodas, Shnei Aidim, Pasalta Me'achila, where two Aidim will come and say, this Rebbe Avinirva situation happens, in which case it will die and you'll become usher to eat it. Enodin, Shodos Eid Echad Pasalta Me'akrava. So can't one person also pasal it from bringing it from a carbon? In other words, why do I need a pasuk? It's logic. It's a kal v'chomer.
Right? So the Gemara answers, Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, Min HaBehema, Lahoti Rabbi Nirva. That's why I have a puzzle. And the Gemara immediately says that doesn't make any sense. Baha Isya Medina, what do you mean? You just brought me a Kal V'chomer, that I don't need a puzzle. So the Gemara answers, Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, you're right, Mishum de Ikala Meimar, Meikara Dina Dina Pircha. Because I can have a pircha right away. What's the pircha? Mala bal mum. What about a mum, a bal mum? Shekein mumo nikar, where the mum is recognizable. It's obvious. All mums are obvious. Tamar b'rev nerva shein mumo nikar. Nobody knows. It's not obvious. Howel, since the ein mumo nikar, since the mum is recognizable. I'm sorry. Since it's not recognizable. I would have thought it's kosher after all. So yeah, it's horrible. It's awful. At the end of the day, there's no appearance. It looks just as gorgeous as every other animal. That's why I have a pasuk. Correct. Tosfos asks, look at the first Tosfos, look at the second to the last line. Tema. See Tema? Amai lo ka'amar, why didn't the Gemara say, Esnan u'mechir yochiyah? Esnan and Mechir Kelef will disprove that. Why? The ein mumo nikar, the asurin lemizbeach. What? Yeah, but it's not recognizable. You're telling me, I would have thought that it would be, the question was, why do we need a pasuk to ask the Rebbe Avinir? It's logical. So we said, you know why we need a pasuk? Because it's not recognizable. Correct. But, and Esnan, is it recognizable? No. I went to a zone. I gave her a sheet for the what? What do you mean? I gave her a sheet for a salary. The Torah said it's a bad thing.
Right.
So the Torah said it's a bad thing. So what do you have? It's not allowed to be brought to the carbon. The problem's not recognizable. It's still usher. Now how in a million years would I have thought that a Rebbe Rinev is mutter? I need a person to tell me it's usher. It's a very good question. Such a good question. Tosfos doesn't answer it. What? She did a mitzvah with it. What? Yes, you did a mitzvah with the animal. You bowed down to it. What? I hear you. So why did he only pick? Why did he only pick? Why did Tosfos only pick Esnan? Right. Right, so you hear what Tosfos said? So the Sfatemet gives the following answer. We're going to learn tomorrow, so not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. Let's say you prepay the woman. Okay? You prepay her. You give her an animal. I'll see you next week. I'm prepaying you now. She takes an animal, she runs to the Beit HaMikdash. So is that animal allowed to be a carbon? The Gemara says yes. You didn't do any mitzvah yet. You have intentions, you're waiting, you're excited. Well, Maisi didn't do anything. That's a good carbon. I would have thought they'd be the same thing by Reveya. I'm gonna make it to a carbon first. Right? First I'll make it into a carbon, then it'll happen. Once it was Kaddish already, you hear what Satan is answering? Satan certainly thought of this answer. What? So therefore, I would have thought, just like by an Esnan it's kosher, right? You're mocking it before it was nearby. So then maybe I would have said, well, the Kedusha came first. Just like by the Esnan, the Kedusha came first, it's okay. Kamash, well, I need a pasuk. Yeah. You hear that? Listen, it's a very difficult, the question is far better than the answer. The Torah was pointing out, it's not so true that anything not recognizable is mutter. It's not true. Esnan and Mecher not recognizable and not mutter. Okay, very good. Next one. Min ha-bakar. It says min ha-bakar. What does min ha-bakar mean? Lahotzi et ha-nevad. Aser, a nevad. What's a nevad? An animal that has been worshipped.
Fellow dinu. But isn't that a kav chomer? I don't know. Why do we need a pasuk? Uma es dinu mechir. Just by the way, not only is the animal usher, anything on top of the animal is usher. The saddle, the bell, any adornments, any yoke, all that's usher. The worshipped animal. So the Gemara says, "Fellow dinu, isn't that obvious? Uma es dinu mechir. You have an es dinu mechir." Shetzipuyin mutarin, that the adornments are mutter. Nevertheless, hein asurin, they are usher. The animal itself is usher. So nevad, you have a case of a worshipped animal. Shetzipuyav usher, where the adornments are usher. Hein odin shehu usher, isn't it itself usher? Shouldn't it be usher? Let's see Rashi, third line Rashi. Nevad what? Now, how do I know the coverings are usher? So Rashi helps us out. Nevad shetipuyin usher. Dichtiv, it says, lo sachmot kesef v'zav alehen. The Gemara will say this pasuk in a minute. There's a pasuk that says that any adornments of avodah zarah are usher. I have a separate pasuk usher in the adornments. There's a separate pasuk out there that applies to an animal, it applies to a church, it applies to a building, it applies to anything. The adornments, that's all usher. Of a separate pasuk asher in that. Correct. I have no pasuk for the animal itself. But I have a pasuk. Not that it's asher for a carbon. Asher is altogether. Not a carbon, not for your barbecue, not to make your house pretty, not to make the shul pretty. Nothing. It's asher. But I know there's no pasuk in the Torah that says you can't bring an animal from worship for a carbon. There's no pasuk that says that. There's no pasuk. Adornments? I know that already. That's unrelated to carbonos. It's also for anything. It's also to give for a present. It's also to put on your car windshield. It's all awesome. It's all awesome. All these adornments, right? It's a separate thing. So how do I know? But how do I know that the animal itself is awesome? So the Gemara is going to say the exact opposite in 2 seconds. But let's finish the Rashi. It says Nevad Shasu Avodas Kochavim, an animal that you worship. Ain't no din shehehu asur l'gvoa. Shouldn't it be asur? It's obvious, no? Nihi, it's true. De lehedyot lo mitzar, it's not usher for a person. Why? De'ein balichai masurin kevin l'tam l'kaimon. We're going to say tomorrow why the animal itself, your question, why the animal itself is not usher. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Avol gvoa mir usher. But certainly, shouldn't it be usher for a carbon? Havol v'tzipuyin usher? Afilu bahanol lehedyot? So krol amali. What do we need a pasuk for? You hear that? You hear the kal v'chomer? So the Gemara, the Rashi said tomorrow the Gemara will ask that question. Tomorrow the Gemara is going to draw. I did tomorrow stuff. I don't remember that question, but I believe it's tomorrow, which is like Hamot Tes. Yeah, Chav Tes. It's tomorrow. The Gemara will talk about it tomorrow. Anyway, Ochilu. Listen to this one. Ma esanu mechir, or I could say it reverse. Ma esanu mechir shehein asurin tipuyin mutarin, right? Esanu mechir, where they are usher, and the adornments are mutter. So nevad, a nevad shemutter, a nevad is mutter. And Rashi says the loashka kan da usher, because there's no pasta that says usher. So if a nevad is mutter, yehei tipuy is mutter. Shouldn't the adornment also be mutter? Oh, im kain betalta lo sachmo kesef is avaleim v'lakachta l'cha. Right? If that's true, you've just undone the pasuk. There's a pasuk out there that says the adornments are awesome. Right? So the Gemara said, so therefore what? So what are we up to right now? So this kavachom is no good. The first kavachomer is yes, good. The first kavachomer that if the tifuyin are usher, certainly the thing itself is usher, and therefore the kasha returns. Why do we need a pasuk? Why do we need a pasuk ushering a nevad? Min habehema to usher a nevad. Min habaka, whatever. Min habaka to usher a nevad. It's a kavachomer. So the Gemara answers: Ani akaymenu lo sachmod kesef v'dav v'davar she'ein bo ruachayim. You're right, but that pasuk is only for things that are not alive. But if they're alive, they are mutter.
as we said, Rashi will say tomorrow why live things are mutter. Yachal yehi puya mutter. I would think the adornment should also be mutter. Kamalam ben abakalot is an evad. That's why I have it possible. You hear that? Maska for Rabbi Chanina, time of demaite kra. The only reason why all this is true that it's because I have a mir in the pasuk. Halom yehi kra. And if not for that, tipuya mutter. If not for that, the tipuya will be mutter. Is that possible to think that? But it says, vavartem ashmam. Kol ha'asu l'shmam. You have to destroy everything. You have to destroy even their names. How can I say that? How can I, if not for this pasuk, there's another pasuk that asks at all. Mashma, if not for the pasuk of losach mo kesef izav, if not for that, it would be mutter. What do you mean it would be mutter? There's another pasuk that would ask for it. Vavartem ashmam. So the Gemara answers, that, Hahu l'kinos lehem shem hu da'ata. That pasuk just means that you should not call Avodah Zarah by their real name. Rather, call them by degrading names. For example, Lebeit Galia, the Avodah Zarah called Beit Galia, Koronos Lebeit Karya, call it the bathroom. And Rashi says, he gives like four explanations. One of them is the bathroom. Pnei HaMelech, call it Pnei HaKelev. Ein Kol, call it Ein Coats, right? So that's all that pasuk means. That pasuk would not ask for actual items. The only pasuk that asks items is the pasuk of Losach Mo Kesef Izav. Okay. Now, the Gemara asks such an unusual question. The Gemara asks the Eifach Hana, why don't we reverse what we learned? In other words, we learned that the pasuk said Min Abahem we learned not Rovei Nirva. Min Abaka we learned not Avodah Zarah. Why don't we reverse it? Right. So why should I reverse it? Why do I care? So the Sfasema said, the Orcha Chaim said, you know how I reverse it? Because Avodah Zarah is worse. Shouldn't that be first? What's worse than Avodah Zarah? Rebeya, it's not as bad as Avodah Zarah. So shouldn't that be first? Okay, it's Akasha. So the Gemara says, well, no, you know why? Because Hasam Me'inyana Dekra, it makes much more sense that the word behema is related to Rabbi Avinirva. Because we have another place where the word behema is in reference to Rabbi Avinirva, and it makes much more sense that the word bakar is a reference to Avodah Zarah, because we're going to have a pasuk where bakar and Avodah Zarah go hand in hand. A very weak answer, because you can find pasukim that go the other way also. For example, Simka behema, the ish kiyite shechifto behema mos humas. Atapia. Give your behema to be Rabbi Avinirva. So you see the word behema fits much better with Rabbi Avinirva. And what about Rabbi Bakar? David says, this is a pasuk in Tehillim, Vayamiras Kavodam Betavnes Shar Ochel Eitham. Which the word shar there is a bakar. So you see that Avodah Zarah, that pasuk in Tehillim, fits much better with bakar, with shar. Okay? Now, Min Hatzon, it says Min Hatzon. What does the word menatzon mean? Lahotzi es hamukta, to exclude an animal set aside. Umin hatzon, and umin hatzon is lahotzi es hanogeach, to exclude an animal that killed somebody, but only with one aid. Okay? Only with one aid. It's funny. That's funny. The Cheshek Shlomo says, yeah, the Kashi says, you know, the Gemara Bava Kama, you know, if it's not from the you'll know this. The Gemara Bava Kama says that sown don't kill. See, they don't kill people. How could the word sown be a miyut to someone that an animal that kills people? Sown don't do that. It's a very passive animal. Right? I don't know where the answer is. Anyway, the Amar of Shimon, Shimon says the following. Im nema roveya, loma nema nogeach. Vim nema nogeach, loma nema roveya. Why do we need two... Why do we need two limudim? Right? One minute. What's that question?
Good.
Now, his question is, both of these cases, killing somebody and Roveya, if there's two aidim, those questions have to get off the ground. Because we're going to kill it anyway. Right? But there's only one aid. So we said the Rovei Avinirva case, only one aid. So if there's one aid, there's one aid for Rovei Avinirva, there's one aid for Nogeya. So why can't we learn one from the other? Why don't we need a separate limud for each one?
any time an animal's chayav mita, which is only one aid, the animal can't be brought for a carbon. So the Gemara answers, l'fisha yeshno b'raveya masha ein kein b'nogeach. There are things that have by the raveya that don't apply by nogeach, and likewise, there are things by nogeach that don't apply by raveya. Yesh b'raveya, here's what you have by raveya. Shai raveya ose ones kirato. A raveya is ones kirato. It doesn't make a difference if you force the animal or if the animal was willing. It makes no difference. Right? Masha enke benogeach. A nogeach, if a nogeach kills you by accident, not by accident, Rashi points out, a shar that has been trained in the stadium, a bullfighting, there's no mitzvah for that. Because the shar did not have natural tendencies. You trained it to be a killer. If you train it, there's no din of nogeach. That doesn't apply by Raveya. If you train it to be a Raveya, then you're putter? No. But by stadium animals, if you train it, you're putter. Yesh b'nogeach, but there are other things that don't geach at. Shanogeach mishalim et ha-kofer. If an animal kills somebody, the owner has to pay kofer. Right? Masha enki b'Raveya, there's no kofer by Raveya. Therefore, hutzrich lama Raveya, hutzrich lama nogeach. Okay? Therefore, we need both. Okay? Now, we are going to have a completely different makar to exclude all these animals. The high Tana, Maisi La Mehacha. Another Tana, another Brisa, brings the makar from here. The Tanya, Haravea Venerva, Hain Kachim, Hain Ki Kachim, they are like Kachim, Shekada Mum Over, Lahakdesha. It's as if a mum preceded the kedusha, v'tzrichim mum kavua liftos alehen, and you need a mum of temporary mum. What's going on here? You had an animal that had a temporary mum. What'd you do? You makdish it, right? Now we could do one of two things. We could wait for the mum to pass, or wait for it to get a real mum. And once it gets a real mum, then you can sell it. So you know what? An animal that's a roveya is like. It's like an animal with a temporary mum. We're waiting for it to get a real mum, and then we're going to sell it. In other words, it can't be brought. Shenemar, like it says, ki mashchasem bahem mum bum. My Talmuda, how does that tell me that Rodeya and Nirva can't be brought? The Gemara says, Chesuri Mechzorav, I left that word. Minai and Shehei Natsurin, how do you know they're Asher? Hamadomar, mashchasem bahem mum bum. Tanadir Rishmal, whenever it says the word hashkasa, ena ela dvar erva, avodas kuchavim. It's an allusion to both erva thing and avodas zara. Dvar erva ditziv kiyeshet kol basa, right, by Parshas Noach. And avodas kuchavim ditziv pentashchitin vasitzin lalchem pentas simunas kol tena. In other words, kol shamum pasal behem, just like a mum will pasal an animal, dvar erva avodas kuchavim pasul behem. So too, dvar erva and avodas zara will pasal. Okay? Now, so we just brought another makar. From who? From somebody named Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. So what does Rabbi Shmuel do with our second pasuk of Parshas Vayikra? It says, min b'haka, min son, min behema, min b'haka, min son. What does it do with that pasuk? What are the mins? Tanah Rabbi Shmuel, min behema, min b'haka, min son, my darish, for who? What does he do with that? Mibayalei, prat l'chola, zakon, u'mezuham. It comes through a thick animal, an old animal, and a smelly animal. Okay? Now, the Tana Kama, and the original Tana of the day, Dafkinu Lahani Kra L'Raveh Avinirva, he used those words to exclude Raveh Avinirva, Kol Azakanu Mezuha Minole. How does he know you're not allowed to use an old, sick, or smelly animal? Nafkale Min Hatzon, Min Akvasim, U'min Ha'idim. From the Min, Ulatana Deri Shmal, Urche dekra lishtoi hachi. He doesn't learn anything special from the min. That's how the Torah writes. Nothing special to learn from that. This is a different pasuk, by the way. Yes. Not only that pasuk doesn't have the word Eden in it. It has bakar, behema, bakar, and tov. This has behema, tzon, kvasim, and Eden. It's a different pasuk. It's pasuk yud. The other one's pasuk beit. Next, Eidu Muksa Levodas Chachavim. Amar Ishlaki. So I set aside an animal. How long is it set aside? How long is it set aside? Like, when's this guy going to bring this animal already? So Amr Shlakish, you know what? In Yitzhar, El Muxel, Hashem Hashanim, after 7 years, it's over. The guy's waiting for 7 years. After 7 years, that's it. The Muxel status went away. The guy's not bringing the animal. He slept it for so long. 7 years statute of limitations. After that, it's already mutter. Mutter to bring it to carbon. Some animals, let's say, can be brought. I guess not. Shinema, now how do you know this? He's going to bring a pasuk from Gidon. Shinemar, it says in Shoftim, Vayhi b'laylahu, v'yomer lo Hashem, kach es par hashar, asher lavicha, upar hasheni, sheva shanim. And the second par was 7 years old, v'hasam, muksa, I'm sorry. So what do you see? That they brought the carpet, apparently it was set aside for Avodah Zarah, and it was 7 years later, you see, it became mutter. Yes, yeah, so 7 years we'll wait. The Gemara is going to ask that question. V'hamuksav v'lachudhu never nami havi. It was also worship. What do you mean it was muksav? It was also worship. Worshipping, it never goes away. Once it's worship. So two answers to that question. Amar Ravacha, Bar Yaakov. No. Muksav la'aved below avdu. It was set aside to be worshipped, but it was taka never worshipped. So once 7 years went by, it becomes mutter. That's one answer. Rav Amar, Rav is not an olam abdu. Really, it was worship. However, v'chidish hu k'dav yavar bar kahana. Dav yavar bar kahana, shmona devar mitir ba'os alayla. 8 things were mutter that night. We're going to say the 8 things in this. 8 things were mutter that night. And how is it a raya that there's a 7 year statute of limitation? There is no right. Harasha. What are the 8 things? First of all, it was a carbon, right? So first of all, it was chutz. It was not in the Beit HaMikdash. It was not in the Mishkan. Second of all, Lila. It was at night. Can't be compared to the night. Third of all, Zaros. Gidon wasn't a Kohen. Fourth of all, Klishare. Where were the Klishareses? Fifth of all, Kli Asheira. Apparently the Kli they used was an Asheira from Avodah Zarah Kli. Sixth, Atzi Asheira. 7 umuksa, 8 nevad. 8 things did wrong. So therefore, don't give me a riot. That's not a riot. The whole thing was an exception. If the whole thing was an exception, how do we know it's a 7 year statute? After 7 years, it becomes mutter. No, I don't have a riot for that. Does anyone address that? Right? So there is, and then your shlokas might be wrong. No, this is a thing. If you say that it was set aside and not worshipped, the first answer, that's a good riot to Rish Lakish. What was Gidon doing? After 7 years, he looked at the clock and said, 7 years has been sitting here, it's over. But if it was actually worshipped, how can it be a carbon? The answer is it was a Rasha. After all, they did so many things wrong that night. Well, how did they do all that? Gidon was a good man. The answer is he had permission. So if they had permission, the whole thing is what? What? Right, so then there's no Raya, that after 7 years, the muksa status goes away. Yeah, but that's just a historical fact. Yeah, it happens to me. For 7 years, they were hanging around. So it depends. If it's a Rasha, there's no Raya. If there's no Rasha, there's yes, a Raya. Good. We'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Have a very good day.